This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Investigators want to know why two medical helicopters collided in Arizona Sunday. The crash killed six. Here's NPR's Ted Robbins.
The helicopters collided in the air about a half mile from the Flagstaff Medical Center. Three people, including a patient, were killed aboard one. Three people aboard the other were also killed, and a fourth was critically injured. The helicopters crashed in a forest and ignited a 10-acre brush fire. Debris from the two aircraft was spread across the area to the extent that a spokesman for the Flagstaff Fire Department said they were not recognizable as helicopters.
NPR's Ted Robbins reporting. 500,000 tons of food is now flowing through North Korea. It's new aid from the U.S. following the North's agreement to let more international help in. The U.S. says this isn't related to the North Korea's recent nuclear cooperation, but official policy says not to use food as a diplomatic club. But the food deal closed Friday. The same day, Pyongyang blew up a nuclear reactor tower. Food has often been in short supply in North Korea. This year could be especially bad because of flooding damage to crops. President Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe is in Egypt for the African Union summit. This follows a hasty swearing-in ceremony after a disputed runoff election. NPR's Fabia Quist-Arkton has more.
The African Union summit in Sharm el-Sheikh is likely to be dominated by the Zimbabwe crisis, despite conflicts elsewhere on the continent. It will fall to African leaders to respond to the outcome of a presidential election that has been widely condemned as illegitimate. It was a one-man show, with President Robert Mugabe the only candidate. Opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai pulled out because of violence against his supporters. African election observers said the vote was not free or fair and was so badly flawed that it should be rerun. But Mugabe is firing on all cylinders and challenging his critics, who may not want to recognize his disputed re-election.
NPR's Fabia Quist-Arkton reporting from Africa. Oil topped $143 a barrel today, just ahead of a major oil conference in Spain. The World Petroleum Conference will focus on stabilizing prices. A new Associated Press Yahoo News poll says 9 in 10 Americans see gas prices causing family hardship. Around half are scaling back vacations or considering switching cars. American University finance professor Robert Losey says the average driver can spend $2,000 a year per car.
If you got a two-car family, you're talking $4,000. $4,000 out of 48, that's more than 8% of the total budget just on gasoline. So for the median family, and of course for anyone below the median, it's a very significant part of their budget.
Two-thirds of those polled say gas prices are an extremely important issue that puts it ahead of the overall economy, healthcare, and Iraq. High oil prices hurt airlines a lot. They're sharing the pain with flyers through higher ticket prices, reduced service, and lots of new fees. Among them, charges for checked luggage. The worry is passengers will now try to sneak more oversized bags into already overstuffed cabins. Now American Airlines is getting tough. It will charge customers $15 to gate check an oversized carry-on. Other carriers may follow suit. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.